Welcome to the Driving Connection in the Era of Remote Work. Fix Wireless Access enables agencies to link satellite and remote offices podcast hosted on Government Technology Insider. I'm your host, Matt Langen. Increasing the connectivity federal agencies have at satellite and remote offices has been a priority for many years. However, the last 3 years have really accentuated the importance of driving a connection between workspaces. One solution that's gaining traction is Fixed Wireless Access, or FWA. Federal agencies, including the FBI, have already set their eyes on FWA and the capabilities it will support. With funds from the Enterprise Infrastructure Solutions Program, the FBI allocated more than $400 million to improve network availability through the use of 4G LTE and 5G FWA. As other agencies discover the benefits of FWA, they are following suit. And today we're joined by Rose Mata, who is the Associate Director for Federal Mobility Solutions at Verizon, and Dave Butta, who is the Managing Partner for Federal Government Sales at Verizon, who will be discussing this topic further. And Rose and Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Yeah, great to have you both. So let's start off at the top. So what are some of the biggest challenges for agencies with satellite offices and those with remote workers? And we'll actually go with David on this one.
So some of the biggest challenges that we have seen agencies face when connecting satellite offices are the initial cost barrier due to remote nature of it being a satellite office, which to me means anything outside of the larger dedicated federal office. Other areas that pose a challenge to agencies are managing a complex deployment, technical needs on site, long delivery and or installation times, and just having to deal with complexity in contracting, billing, and support. And lastly, you know, how do they do this in a secure manner?
That's great, David. There's certainly a lot of challenges there. So how can Fixed Wireless Access address these issues?
Fixed Wireless Access offers fast deployment. It can be self-installed in hours, not days, weeks, or longer. I want to stress the ease of setup, though. Someone with very little technical experience can set this up, which helps save agency resources. Fixed Wireless Access is available on most of our government contracts that agencies are already using to procure wireless services today. Our government contracts offer flexibility at a competitive price. Overall, we feel this is a very cost-effective solution from the monthly service to the equipment. The equipment can be sourced directly from Verizon, partners, or even possibly the agency already has the equipment, further reducing the barrier to entry. For more convenience, FWA can be on the same bill with your existing wireless services and the same support that agencies already receive, they will receive with FWA as well. Our network delivers a world-class reliability, which should be top of mind for any agency since it's absolutely critical. Obviously, security is everything in today's world. Without putting everybody to sleep and to keep it more conversational, I'll say this. Verizon Wireless's 4G LTE and 5G networks deliver a world-class experience in a secure environment. We have solutions such as wireless private network to further increase that security.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate those insights. So how are federal agencies currently using FWA and how can really other agencies take advantage of it in the future? And we'll go with Rose on this one.
Thank you so much. So I think, you know, a couple of different things. First, you know, agencies today are using it in a lot of different ways, you know, from primary connection at a smaller satellite office to failover, and failover being, you know, providing an always on network. I think there's some other applications that are being used as well, like remote monitoring, you know, pop-up networks. And when I think about pop-up networks, it's not necessarily the same as a satellite network, right? That would be a scenario where there's a temporary facility being put up, whether it's disaster recovery or, you know, even in what we call Blue Sky Day, right? Something like these holiday parades that are coming up, just kind of setting up a network for surveillance, things of that nature. And then also, you know, there's other public safety applications that are being used today. In terms of how other agencies can use fixed wireless access in the future, I think all of those same use cases apply. You know, there's a lot of federal agencies that have a need to have communication services in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, sometimes that can be complex and difficult just because, you know, if you're thinking about a hard-lane connection, at times, you know, there's a longer time frame in order to deliver that type of connection, things of that nature. So I think for me and for the federal agencies today, there's a lot of applications that have to do with remote satellite, quick to deploy type scenarios.
That's excellent. Thanks, bro. So how can SWA also be beneficial from basically a constituent standpoint?
I think, you know, there's a couple of different things that we touched on already, right? So quick to deploy, easy to set up, as Dave and I covered earlier. I think there's also, you know, something to be said about it being an affordable price point. From a constituent perspective, you know, all of these agencies, you know, federal or even state and local, you know, they have a responsibility to implement things that are cost effective. I think that's a really good benefit from a fixed wireless access perspective. And then also, you know, it really enables agencies to respond quicker and more efficiently. And that's really what we want, especially if it's a pop-up network or something related to, you know, a temporary network, if you will. I think the other part of it is there's a multitude of equipment options. I mention this because many public sector agencies, federal and state and local, may already have the equipment on hand. And so that can really be a wonderful benefit, just because, again, if I go back to that price point and some of these agencies, you know, needing to go with something that's aggressively priced due to being in public sector, I think that's a really incredible benefit from the perspective of cost.
All right, that's great. Thanks, Rose. So how can federal agencies really get started on their FWA journey? And we'll go with David on this one.
Really simple. Just reach out to your local Verizon federal representative. We have dedicated federal resources across the country that are available to meet how the agency would like to meet in their local market. Whether that's face-to-face or virtual, we're happy to support. We can help the agency determine the best solution for any of their fixed or mobile needs.
All right, perfect. Well, David and Rose, really appreciate your time today. And this is our, any final thoughts or any parting shots? And we'll go with Rose on this one.
I think, you know, a couple of things. So first, you know, fixed wireless access, it's a great solution for many different use cases and organizations. Our goal at Verizon is always to ensure that we learn about our customers' business inside and out so that we can solve challenges by providing technology. Our local client executives and headquarters client partners, federal teams, are always available to partner with your agency to discover how we can help you to be more efficient and effective in your mission. And that's what it's really about. You know, what is your mission and how can we help you to be successful?
Awesome. Well, this includes the Driving Connection in the Era of Remote Work. Fixed Wireless Access enables agencies to link satellite and remote offices podcast hosted on Government Technology Insider. We're Rose Mata, who's the Associate Director for Federal Mobility Solutions at Verizon, and Dave Buda, the Managing Partner for Federal Government Sales at Verizon, discuss the benefits of fixed wireless access and linking satellite and remote offices for government. And Dave and Rose, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much for having us.